All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Boy, what a pleasure to run into the bench coach of, I'll call him, the Miami Marlins. I grew up in Miami, so I like the Miami Marlins, and that is Rob Lurie. Nice to have you on the show. You're a KNBR listener.
I am. I'm you know, born and raised here in the Bay Area. Back, I get to come back once a year, you know, on the company here to play some ball against the Giants, and it's a great time coming back, seeing family and so many special friends.
Rob Lurie with us, the bench coach of the Marlins. So give us some of your Bay Area background, growing up, high school, and everything else.
Yeah, I grew up, born in San Francisco, but I grew up in San Carlos, St. Charles High School, St. Charles Grade School, Sarah High School, College of San Mateo, and that's really where everything got started. All the great coaches and the great people that I've come across and was coached by as I played amateur baseball and played through school and all. That's where it all started, and I consider myself very lucky to have been around so many good people.
What position did you play before you turned pro?
Yeah, I was a catcher. I played a little bit of other positions, but once I got to high school, it was pretty much catcher only, maybe a little pitching in summer ball, but that was the one spot that was just right for me. I couldn't run a lick. I was slow. I did have good hands. I had an average arm. So, and I'd like to say that I had a good feel for the game and that sort of thing. So I the position suited me great. It was one that I loved because you were involved in every play of the defensive side of the game.
So if I mention two names, Sarah High School, one is Gary Hughes. The other one is Barry Bonds.
Two guys that I know very, very well. Gary drafted me with the Montreal Expos in 1986 out of LSU. And then, of course, Barry I've known since we were about 6 years old, playing Farm League in San Carlos. Farm League, Little League, you know, all the way at Babe Ruth. We played together, and then we went to Sarah High School together. So someone I still consider a very good friend, and I should be seeing him in these next couple of days here.
All right, nice to have Rob Lurie with us. All right, now, bench coach of the Marlins, and there's always a story, the connections of baseball. It's amazing how people connect over the years. How are you and Mike Redmond connected?
Wow. First and foremost, it was 20 years ago. I joined the Florida Marlins at that time, and I moved to Melbourne, Florida with my new bride, if you will. And Mike was there working out before spring training. We developed a quick professional relationship and respect for each other. And then we developed a personal one in the 4 years that I worked with him in the minor leagues. And then the next 3 years that we were together in the organization with him in the major leagues and me in the minor leagues. So a lot of time grinding down on the farm, and He made it to the major leagues and had a great career, and I've had a tremendous career being around real good people and in some successful organizations.
Wow, Rob Lurie is with us, bench coach of the Marlins. Tell me about this team. I mean, you watch them rebuild, but when they rebuild, it looks like they're better than the last time, and here you are coming back again. A lot of people pick the Marlins to win that division or certainly be a wild card team.
Yeah, we got to give credit to ownership in the front office for continually acquiring and getting the players that they feel that we could mold and work into a winner here. A lot of young, exciting talent, and then also blended with some veteran players that show leadership and the experiences that they've had to help these younger players along the line.
How do you like having Jose Fernandez?
Well, I don't like not having him right now, but you know, it's been, you know, coming over here and coming back in 2013. He's a tremendous talent. He's got a great personality and just a fierce competitor and a genuine love for the game, and it shows. He wears it right on his sleeve. But we're really looking forward to getting him back, but In the meantime, our starting rotation and our pitching staff in general has really come on real strong for us and keeping us in these games and winning a lot of these games now.
Well, they say game is pitching, pitching, pitching. I say it every weekend about 30 times. You got to pitch first, and the Marlins have always put together that pitching staff. But you got a superstar here in Giancarlo Stanton, a nice young man. He's on the show with us this weekend as well. But, boy, this is some specimen of a human being, of a ball player. And he's even better when he hits the field.
Absolutely. No, he's just a fantastic person, first and foremost. And then another guy, he's more of the quiet competitor. He's the one that goes about his business. May not be loud and flamboyant and everything, but I'll tell you what, he's got all the tools to that say he's a superstar, and he's putting together the beginning of another real strong year for us. I feel lucky that he's with us and to be around him, because the way he goes about his business day by day, he's a fantastic guy as well as a fantastic player.
Boy, Rob Leary with us, bench coach of the month. I can hear you behind the plate. I could see how you took over a game. I could, you know, fans, you can hear it in his voice.
I love the position, again, because you're involved with every pitch that's going, with, you know, trying to put right sequences together and everything, and really selling out pitch by pitch by pitch for that pitcher and for your team, and to now have coached the position for, 20-plus years. I feel very lucky that the experiences I've had, the people that I learned from, I get to now impart that onto our catchers and the catchers that I've worked with throughout the years. So, again, another way I'm very, very lucky, man.
Boy, you sure are, and a KMBR listener as well. I like that. But think back from the time you got in baseball to even today. How has the game changed in your eyes? Is it played differently? Replay is here, just the attitude of the game. What's different?
I think that one of the new things is the replay. From a rules perspective, the collision rule at home plate now, which I'm not an advocate of, but we're working within the guidelines and the rules that MLB has put forward. I think the other thing that's really changed is this sabermetrics, which, you know, some people have really pushed against it. I embrace it for part of the game that I feel is important. And then I use my eyes and experience and video to prepare myself to help coach a game every day. So I think those are the two big things that that have changed over the last several years. And I certainly think they all have a place. I think it's up to the individual person and coaches, as well as the individual and organizations on the maybe the percentage that they're going to use them all, but they all definitely have a place in the game today.
Yeah, boy, they're in the game for sure. You're right. You have to deal with them. Are you a shift guy? And imagine you've gone against the Pirates. They shift every pitch. The Giants do it quite a bit now, too.
Yeah, I'm not the overload shift guy, but we've got a tremendous infield coach here, Perry Hill, who long time, 20-plus years in the major leagues and 30-plus in professional baseball. And his approach to placing the infielders in the right place is based on video. It's based on our pitchers and what they've done against the opposing players, or like similar pitchers against these hitters and where they hit the ball. So it's more than just what these sabermeticians put together based on history of data. Perry's is much more in depth. So I think he does a tremendous job in helping our team, get those players in the right position to make the most plays they can.
Yeah, that's one way baseball has absolutely changed in my mind, and not just sabermeticians, but using the eyes to see how your pitcher does against that guy. And if the guy hits the ball where the fielder is, and you know the pitcher's doing his job, and that's the key.
Absolutely. You know, the game comes down. You could have all the information. Everyone could be in the right spot. You have the right matchup of this pitcher against that hitter, or putting our hitter up there against a certain pitcher. Comes down to execution. We could give them all the information. You know, every player out here is talented. It's, you know, it's a top level. And it comes down to, if that pitcher puts the ball in the spot that he wants to, he's going to have a high rate of success, as opposed to the guy that's missing his spots and that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's really an involved game, something that I love. I love talking about it. I love being a part of it and trying to figure out the next way that we can gain an edge against that opposition.
Great to have you on. Rob Leary, bench coach of the Marlins, a Bay Area guy, and obviously a very talented baseball man as well. Nice to have you on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I appreciate you having me on, Marty. It's great. It's always great to be back here with family and real special friends. And I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you. All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.